What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So I actually recently saw a podcast with Joe Rogan and Kanye, and he uploaded a they did their podcast or whatever, and I was like, damn, I didn't think that was actually gonna happen, because I ended up seeing a couple, like, I think it was a couple messages from Kanye saying he wanted to get on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I was like, oh, for sure. I didn't even think that shit was going to happen. I didn't think that Joe Rogan was going to end up doing it. But, you know, knowing how his channel is and from the videos I've seen, that's pretty much like someone he would have on. I guess I didn't realize. But, yeah, I watched it. And, you know, people like to say a lot of things about Kanye. People like to say that, you know, he's insane or he's crazy or he's a lunatic. And I don't know why. I guess I can kind of see why. They put him in that box from the shit that he's done in the past, whether it's paparazzi or just stupid shit he's said in the past. And you can go on YouTube and find something. It's not really that hard to find. Or even, I think one of the most ridiculous things I've seen him do is going on, I don't recall what it was called, but it's one of those interviews where you want to do the freestyles. I think it was like I forgot what it's called. Sway in the Morning. So he did the Sway in the Morning, and he had like one of the worst probably freestyles on there because he was just kind of joking. But I feel like when I watching him and he was joking, it kind of felt like that. That's just because he didn't really have any bars, or he didn't really want to do that. He didn't want to freestyle, so he kind of just made something up to kind of avoid whatever, you know, to avoid the freestyle. But anyways. You know, Kanye, he has a lot in his mind. He does a lot of crazy shit, and you can't hate him for the success he's brought himself, the wealth, at least I guess it's not success, but wealth that he's brought upon himself as well as his family. Like, you can't hate on that, what he's done, the amount he's made. And yeah, I guess you shouldn't, no matter how much someone makes, you shouldn't judge them by that. But my point being is that he's a pretty smart guy. So saying that he's crazy and all that, like, if you actually listen to what he says, all he does is really break down a lot of different scenarios. I was noticing when he was talking, he was breaking down everything as, for example, like in life, like they say in the music industry or just companies or just literally anything. He breaks it down in his mindset in which he's able to understand it deeply. And people would say it's overthinking, and yeah, I like to say that I do that too with a lot of different situations. I would say it is overthinking, but when you are able to use your mind in that sense, in my opinion, with overthinking, all that's happening is your mind is gaining so much information that you're either able to comprehend it or you're not. And I think in Kanye's situation he is, because he's an older guy and he has experience with who he is and with his mindset. So with what he says, all he is breaking down a lot of different things. And when he goes on rants, like he did on the Joe Rogan podcast, when he goes on rants, he kind of not necessarily goes on topic, but he explains different factors of a story in which you will be able to understand the full picture with the different factors. And I feel like I do that a lot as well. So I can definitely relate to Kanye on that. And the reason why I'm kind of talking about Kanye right now in the beginning of this podcast is because he mentioned something in regards to fluoride being used in toothpaste as well as water that we drink. And I guess I never really thought of it and never really cared for it. I've actually heard something about this probably when I was in high school, but I didn't really care for it. And before I started this podcast, I was like, you know what, let me kind of, because I was already on the laptop searching up different stuff, just the stuff that I was doing before this, and I was like, you know what, let me search up fluoride and the idea of it with the pineal gland, because what he said is that actually, I think he said it blocks your pineal gland. I don't recall what he said, specific words, so don't take that for don't use my word don't take my word on that. But he did mention something about the fluoride and pineal gland, so I kind of just searched that up on Google, and I didn't really find much. I did find that in the pineal gland, I think fluoride is produced naturally. I think that's what it is. Again, don't quote me for this. And I think that's what it was. I'm on my laptop right now, but I don't have the page that I was on previously. And I think that's what it was saying, something in regards to that. And then I ended up finding a article or a website that did end up kind of connecting with what I was looking for. And I guess when an important thing when looking for research that I've been trying to put in my mind is to always look for what you're not looking for, because then that gives you like, that gives you a bigger perspective on what you're looking for. And if you're just looking for something specific, like I was doing right now, or which I did, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult, because sometimes what you're looking for is not the actual answer. So it's important to find what you're not looking for. But in this case, I did find something in regards to that. This is mbsfestival.com. And what it's saying is, let's see. Da, 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 da. Okay, so the pineal gland has been linked to extrasensory abilities, among them intuition, discernment, and psychic awareness and expanded mind capacity. Now, the psychic awareness and expanded mind capacity really kind of made me think a lot once I read that, because psychic awareness, people, I feel like I've met a lot of people who really have that ability. And I wouldn't say necessarily, I don't personally believe in like psychics or any of that, but when it comes to the awareness of, or I guess the psychic ability is like limited in my opinion. Like, I guess a better way to explain that, you know, I don't believe someone when they, you know, they go to a psychic and they tell them blah, 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 this and that. But when someone says like, you know, this might happen because of this certain action, blah, 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 or they have the awareness a little bit more, how would I say, the awareness of the psychic ability is more activated, is what I'm going to say. But I wouldn't say it's to the point where you're able to predict everything, in my opinion. But I think that does play a big part in, you know, the pineal gland for sure, as well as the expanded mind capacity. Like, that is a big thing, especially with, like, I think that a lot correlates with Kanye, or just with myself as well. Because I guess, like, with Kanye, like, if you, again, like, hearing him talk and how he talks, he explains a lot of different scenarios with multiple factors in the story. And that's just how he's, especially with different thoughts. I'm sure with, you know, business ideas, that probably works great, because he's multiple ideas and thinking of different ideas, solutions, things that can go wrong and stuff like that, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the mind capacity, you know, not limiting your mind. And that's been a big goal, or a big thing with me, since I guess I graduated high school. You know, I didn't really realize it at that moment, you know, graduating from high school and just kind of learning from there, blah, blah, blah. And now obviously I'm smart enough to be able to realize that now. I have more experience, so I'm able to see that for what it really is. But yeah, the mind capacity for sure is the idea in the pineal gland, and or is linked to the pineal gland. It's crazy. Like, these are really like superpower abilities, in my opinion. But anyways, I'm going to keep reading on. It says the gland's semblance to the human eye and its location in the brain make it appear to be quite literally the mind's eye, quote unquote, the third eye. If you ever hear anyone say about third eye or pineal gland, that's what they mean, because it literally something that is in our brain, and it has these crazy abilities in which, you know, I just read. So that are real, like fucking crazy real. So yeah, I'm gonna keep on reading here. I would just say, practically speaking, the desires of our heart direct our eyes to and from what we do and don't want. The eyes then receive light into the body, send it to the brain, transport it to the pineal gland, and the light stimulus activates the gland. So let's keep on reading here. Calcification is the biggest problem for the pineal gland. Fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland more than any other organ and leads to the formation of phosphate crystals. That's what I was saying previously. I think that's what it was. That's in regards to fluoride being with the pineal gland in the previous article that I found, that's what it was explaining. It didn't mention anything in regards to fluoride and the pineal gland being blocked or damaged. So it just was mentioning how fluoride accumulates in the pineal gland more than any other organ and leads to the formation of phosphate crystals. Let's keep on reading here. So it says, as your pineal gland hardens due to the crystal production, less melatonin is produced and regulation of your wake-sleep cycle gets disturbed. So melatonin is actually, a lot of people don't know that the brain actually does produce melatonin. And so it's saying here that as your pineal glands harden due to crystal production, less melatonin is produced and regulation of your wake-sleep cycle gets disturbed. So when you wake up or go to sleep, it could probably be a lot more troubling to do so in both waking up and going to sleep. So it says, in addition to fluoride, halides like chloride and bromine also accumulate and damage the pineal gland. So I don't know if bromine is in toothpaste and the tap water. I believe it is in tap water. I'm not too sure, but let's keep on. Let me restart that real quick and keep on going from there. So in addition to fluoride, halides like chlorine and bromine also accumulate and damage the pineal gland. Eliminating fluoride may be the best first step for reducing health concerns. Use fluoride-free toothpaste. Avoid tap water and drink filtered water. For the best filtered water, use a reverse osmosis water filter or a gravity-fed system certified and tested to remove at least 97% of fluoride. Let me hold on. Let me kind of read this. That's a positive of fluoride. This fluoride added to our drinking water is not natural. It is either hydrofluorosilic acid, sodium fluoride. These words are super big, super massive. So I'm like hesitating to read them. Two scholarly studies report a relationship between water treated with silico fluorides and elevated levels of lead in the blood of children. That's crazy. I didn't even think about that. I know there's lead in the actual tap water, but I didn't really know this, so it's kind of crazy how just watching that podcast and kind of now doing research because of that, like, that's actual knowledge, and I'm doing this and I'm actually learning now, because it's important, like, really what you put into your body. So as I'm focusing on my health, I'm focusing on gaining mass, I'm also learning different stuff like this, such as, you know, stuff in water, stuff in toothpaste, and just simple stuff like that. And I guess I should probably do more research in regards to the pineal gland and the fluoride, on if it actually is kind of blocking that ability to open your mind more, to make sure your mindset doesn't stay limited, or even, you know, the psychic awareness and everything else that it was mentioning. What else was it mentioning? So it has the ability, intuition, discernment, psychic awareness, and expanded mind capacity. So that's crazy. Drink water. I swear I can't be talking for more than like 15 minutes straight or 10 minutes straight, because then I start getting a super bad sore throat from just talking, going on and on, you know, talking about just anything. My throat always gets like that. It's annoying sometimes. But this is important. I'm glad that I was able to read this. Fluoride and the third eye, I think it's important. If you do research, for sure, like if you're listening to this podcast and you have children, or just even for your health's sake, like, this shit's for real. This shit's real. And I'm someone who's super big on my mindset, because mindset is honestly everything. It's not, I wouldn't say everything, but I would say your mindset plays almost a majority of your everyday life, because, you know, all it takes is one negative thought to bring you down, and that's a mindset thing. So keeping positive thoughts like that, it's important. And knowing what you're doing with your body, as well as your mind, having a healthy body, I think, in my opinion, leads to a healthier mindset. As again, I said healthier mindset, not a, you know, because I wouldn't say that everything is is perfect just because you have the best body. You know, you have, life's a balance, so you gotta balance in multiple situations, whether it's from relationship to career to health, et cetera, whatever you want to do. But yeah, I think that's a big thing. I think what's his face? That guy who used to do the Lamborghinis in the garage. I forgot his name. But you guys, I'm pretty sure you know who I'm talking about. And I think he mentioned the four pillars of life in which you need to balance. And that is health, wealth, love, and happiness. I haven't thought about that in a while. I think I did a podcast on it like, I don't even know how long ago. Probably like, when I first started this podcast, probably about a year ago around this time. Maybe even before, maybe it was like when I first started it about a year ago and like 3-2 months. When I was really into a lot of like social media marketing or just a lot of influencers, a lot of people doing big things. And I was at that point in my life. So now that I can really understand.